We have coming in town Patrick Reynolds of the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and also he established the Foundation for a Smoke-Free America, and he's speaking at NMU tomorrow at 7 p.m., and also at the Gwynn High Schools at 1 p.m. tomorrow in the afternoon. Okay.
So carrying the family name and the history of tobacco, but being against it, which is kind of, I'm sure, gives it some marquee power, but probably brings a key message, too.
Oh, definitely. He's a great speaker, very motivational, and excited to hear his message that he has to bring for everyone.
Why did you guys want to bring him in particular? I mean, obviously the message I get, but, you know, seems like someone that's a pretty good catch to bring.
Well, definitely. It's very timely, actually, because the Northern Michigan University campus, we are going tobacco-free starting August 1st. So it's a timely message for him to come and speak.
Lenny Scheibel with us this morning, health promotion specialist at the university. It is a key bit of information that with tobacco usage and that those new regulations going into effect, which are more specifically what they're going to be for folks to be aware of.
Well, we're expanding the smoke-free building policy to include the entire campus grounds. And so it's tobacco free. So people who are smoking, chewing tobacco, using electronic cigarettes will be asked to move off campus perimeters or in their cars with the windows closed, so that we can be a clean air campus. That's the intention.
So this is basically all buildings, dorms, married housing, all of that. Everything that anybody that might be having a cigarette or something on the sidewalks or whatnot isn't going to be seen anymore.
That's all going away. The old 30-foot rule, which a lot of people would remember from the doorways, is out the door starting on August 14th. People have to find their way to city-controlled sidewalks, which might be adjacent to campus, very close. Uh-huh. But that will be one place where they will be able to partake in their choice of tobacco.
Actually, you've been in your position at the university during some very key transitional times with these tobacco policies. How has that gone? What is the general tenor that you're hearing?
Well, we took a look at this particular initiative about 5 years ago, and there's been a change where we're split 50-50 5 years ago. The vote in which we wanted to have campus opinion was about 60-40 this time, with 60% of the campus in favor of moving in that direction.
It's probably a little bit of a challenge to get it all enforced, but I'm sure that there's also a certain amount of people will be self-policing themselves, too.
Well, we're hoping that. Yeah. I mean, many of the smokers that I've met are probably as courteous people as you'll find. But with every group, whether it's the pro group or the anti group, there's always a few people that it'll take a little bit of while to get them on board.
So, Alex, with tomorrow night's presentation, obviously open to the public, folks can come by and find out. But do you know any particular highlights, high points that he's bringing as a message?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure. I'm kind of just going to see how it works itself out. But I've seen some of his videos, and he is a wonderful speaker and just really caters to the audience. And we also have a special athletic talk at 9 p.m. after, so he's kind of catering towards the athletes. But I'm just really excited to have him. And
well, that again is what time tomorrow night at the university?
Oh, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Walt Lindelow with you in the studios, joined by Alex Curlin. She is a student health educator, and Lenny Scheibel, health promotion specialist at Northern Michigan University. A very good presentation coming up tomorrow evening. But what else do you guys do in the context of the health promotions office? I mean, programs, activities, whatever. What's on your docket usually?
Well, this week is indicative of that. We're going to be Our staff's going to be in probably about 15 different classrooms this week, spending some time with some of the kids in the Health Promotion 200 classes to try to bring to life some of the lessons that they do. As we try to tell the students, we give the students a break from the teacher for an hour, and the teacher a break from the students for an hour, and then we get a chance to kind of tell them a little bit about what we do. Mm-hmm. And the focus for us is providing our students with non-judgmental information, support, and referral about the health-related topics, and hopes that they'll reach out when and if they're ready to do that.
Are they? Do they? I mean, is it working? When they have questions, do they come to your office?
They do. In the prevention arena, we don't see large numbers, but for us, it's doing it for the few that it will impact. Mm-hmm. And I think Alex would agree with me that periodically we're getting people who come in that really need to come in. And a lot of times when they heard about us in one of our class presentations, some of the speakers we've worked with, some of the residence hall programs that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like, you know, combined with the presentations that you're doing, like the one happening here. And by the way, it sounds like you've got them doing quite a bit. If you're taking them to Gwynn and you're taking them and speaking with the athletes and everything like that, it's got to be good to have that kind of presenter that's willing to do this. But you're there with information that, you know, folks have questions. They can probably just, you know, give you a call or look you up. I mean, a website address or whatever, what have you got? How can they find out more about you? What's a good address or phone number?
Well, we do have our own website, and we have had a huge presence on Facebook this year, which was very exciting, updating new things every week. And we have our own website, and then our number, and then also an email address. And we're located in the University Center, the first floor. So a lot of times when students just walk by, we have a lot of posters that say, oh, you know, pop your head in. So people like to just come on by and see what we got going on in there. So
I want to find out what's happening. Well, let's, in terms of what's happening, let's do the details of the presentation here one more time for folks that are just joining us. Who's coming and what's happening?
Yes, Patrick Reynolds, the grandson of the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, speaking about tobacco wars, the battle for a smoke-free America, is speaking on NMU's campus tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in the Great Lakes Rooms of the University Center.